There is a gentleman on the other end of our line who probably got a laugh out of that, too. He and his group are hosting an event in downtown Detroit at Cobo Center on Friday. We've been talking a lot about medical marijuana lately. And cannabis legal group founder Barton Morris is, along with senior attorney Craig Aronoff, putting on this session at Cobo, going to run all day from 8 till 4. First of all, how'd you like the judge's ruling, Barton?
You know, thank you for having me. Federal law enforcement officers are so used to having things adjourned because of their schedules that they think that this is appropriate. And in that case, it's not. You know, there's a lot of people that are displaced from these, because I do a lot of federal criminal defense, so I think it's hilarious that that happened, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I just got such a laugh out of my buddy Doug Bernstein sent that over, and I just said, I got to read that on the air. All right, so what have you guys got going on Friday? We know that the state the other day told pot shops around the state of Michigan they've got till December 15th to sell their goods, and then it goes on hiatus while everybody has to apply for a license with the state that'll be issued sometime in the first quarter next year. So what are you gathering for, and what are you telling people?
For lawyers that assist those that are looking for a license, get licensed in the medical marijuana commercial market that's going to be exploding in Michigan. And so we get a significant amount of phone calls and requests for information as to how people can get prepared for these applications. And we found that by doing these seminars, we can provide a lot of information to a large group of individuals and answer these questions. And so on Friday will be our seventh seminar, our second one at Cobo Hall. They've all been very successful. And we're going to be providing that practical information about those things that people most have questions about, like the application process, what's going to be expected on the application, what they have to do in order to prepare. And then all of those things, like we'll answer questions about how maybe a dispensary can stay open during this period of time of transition, because there are strategies for that. In addition to other issues that are prevalent in the medical marijuana industry, like banking, taxation, things like that. We're going to go over all of these things. Our expert lawyers have the information necessary to provide a really good understanding and answer all those questions.
Well, they can't even have bank accounts right now, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they can, but it's difficult to get them.
Yeah, I see. Which is absolutely wild. Next year, chances are, we're going to be voting on legalizing pot in Michigan.
2018, it's very likely November that we're going to be, that the ballot initiative called Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol is going to collect a significant, I mean, the sufficient number of signatures so it will be on the ballot.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if it follows suit, like in Colorado and where Oregon, you know, look, Michigan's already allowed medical marijuana, so would not be a surprise to see voters say, hey, you know what, it's okay. It's more acceptable now than it used to be. So I wouldn't be surprised if it passes next year. Now this gathering on Friday, how do people learn more about it, and how many will you have there, and who's it really aimed at?
Anybody interested can go to our website, which is cannabislegalgroup.com, where they will be directed to the registration page and learn more about it, learn more about the speakers. It's directed to those who are seeking to obtain a license in either for a provisioning center, which is a dispensary, or for cultivation, either up to 500, 1,000, or 1,500 plants. For extraction processors, THC extracted extraction processors, or even secure transporters or safety compliance facilities.
So everybody who is selling or involved in selling it is basically who it's for. All right, well, listen, good luck. Stay in touch, and I'm sure we'll be talking again next year as we lead up toward that ballot initiative that's going to be a big deal here.
I'm looking forward to it.
Take care. Barton Morris.